واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, propound a parable to them. There were two men of whom we bestowed upon one of them two vineyards, surrounding both of them with date palms and putting a tillage in between. O Muhammad, peace be upon him, propound a parable to them. In order to understand the context of this parable, one would do well to recall verse 28 above, which was in fact revealed in response to the arrogant attitude displayed by the Quraysh chiefs. They had disdainfully refused to sit in the company of poor and humble believers. They had expressed their readiness to listen to the Prophet's teaching only if his assembly was cleared of these ordinary poor believers. It is also pertinent at this stage to consider this parable in conjunction with another in Al-Kalam 68:17-33. Furthermore, it is also useful to bear in mind the following verses: Maryam 19:73-4, Al-Mu'minun 23:55-61, Sabah 34:36, and Fusilat 41:49-50.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Both the vineyards yielded abundant produce without failure, and we caused a stream to flow in their midst.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
So the owner had fruit in abundance, and he said to his neighbor while conversing with him, I have greater wealth than you, and I am stronger than you in numbers.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
Then he entered his vineyard and said, wronging himself, surely I do not believe that all this will ever perish. Then he entered his vineyard, that is, he entered his orchards, which he considered no less than a paradise. Small, mean people are easily puffed up by worldly successes, and they tend to believe that their achievements in this world are synonymous with paradise. So great are these successes and attainments in their eyes that they hardly see any reason to strive for the attainment of paradise in the hereafter.
وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِن رُّدِدتُّ إِلَى رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنقَلَبًا.
Nor do I believe that the hour of resurrection will ever come to pass. And even if I am returned to my Lord, I shall find a better place than this. Nor do I believe that the hour of resurrection will ever come to pass. And even if I am returned to my Lord, I shall find a better place than this. They claim that if the next life really does come about, then they will be even better off. For the prosperity that they enjoy in this world, at least as they see it, is only indicative of the fact that they are God's favorites.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
While conversing with him, his neighbor exclaimed, Do you deny him who created you of dust, then of a drop of sperm, and then fashioned you into a complete man? While conversing with him, his neighbor exclaimed, Do you deny him who created you of dust, then of a drop of sperm, and then fashioned you into a complete man? The person concerned did not deny the existence of God. In fact, the words, وَلَا إِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, and even if I am returned to my Lord, see verse 36, positively indicate that he did believe in the existence of God. Still, he was branded by his neighbor as one who denied God. The reason for this is that kufr does not merely consist in denying the existence of God. In addition, pride, arrogance, vainglory, and the denial of the hereafter also constitute kufr of God. For the faith required of man does not merely consist of affirming God's existence. It also requires affirming Him as the Master, the Lord, and the Sovereign. Whoever focuses his attention exclusively upon himself, who considers his attainments, his wealth, and his high social standing not as gifts from God, but the result of his own ability and effort, who thinks that his wealth will endure, and that none has the power to deprive him of it, and who thinks that he is accountable to no one, such a person, in fact, does not believe in God in the sense in which he is required to. That is, he does not believe in Him as his Master, Lord, and Sovereign.
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
As for myself, Allah alone is my Lord, and I associate none with my Lord in His divinity.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
When you entered your vineyard, why did you not say, whatever Allah wills shall come to pass, for there is no power save with Allah. If you find me less than yourself in wealth and children, when you entered your vineyard, why did you not say, whatever Allah wills shall come to pass, for there is no power save with Allah. Whatever God alone wills comes to happen, for man does not have the power to make things happen according to his wishes. Whatever man does is only by God's aid and succor.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
It may well be that my Lord will give me something better than your vineyard and send a calamity upon your vineyard from the heavens, and it will be reduced to a barren waste. Or the water of your vineyard will be drained deep into the ground so that you will not be able to seek it out.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
Eventually, all his produce was destroyed, and he began to wring his hands in sorrow at the loss of what he had spent on it, and on seeing it fallen down upon its trellises, saying, would I had not associated anyone with my Lord in his divinity.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And there was no host beside Allah to help him, nor could he be of any help to himself. Then he knew that all power of protection rests with Allah, the True One. He is the best to reward, the best to determine the end of things.